Devastated. Absolutely devastated. You know, the players couldn't have put any more in, couldn't have asked for any more. I know it's full of cliches of how hard we worked and the commitment, desire and all that, but, you know, they give everything. It's the way football goes sometimes, and we were on the end of an extra time beating, but it's, you know, we're proud of what the boys have done. They're proud of themselves. I said, you know, they've done the City of Salford proud.
Is it even more difficult because of how well you played over 90 minutes?
Yeah, I think over 180 minutes, you know, we were a better side. We're a very good footballing side. Our fitness levels are unbelievable. We just wanted to come and enjoy the occasion, and that's what the boys did. You know, they played as if it were the cup final, but unfortunately, you know, I think the last 30 minutes extra time, you know, we were pushing for goals and they've got us on a break. And I think obviously the last 15, the fitness has shown that, you know, we're just a little bit disappointed.
Was that goal more of a psychological blow? You know, considering you played that well and it just seemed to take the wind out of your sails.
I think once that went, because it went straight from the other end, didn't it? Gary Stopforth tried to slide one in, said and slipped, and then they got up the other end and scored. But as I said, that's football. You know, we've done that to other teams in the league. But we've got to dust ourselves down and go again.
Plenty of positives to take from it, though. You've seen some great character from your side again.
Well, take away the result. I think it was an unbelievable performance. Me and Burns just said to the lads then, as good as we've ever been involved in as managers, you know, at Ramy and here at Salford, to do what the boys have done and play 9 games in the FA Cup and we're beaten by in extra time away from home, 100 and odd mile away. We're proud of what we've done.
Just talking about that journey that you've made. How much have you learnt about the players and yourselves, really?
Well, firstly, we've learned we can compete with sides, not just one league above, two league above, but three leagues above. And obviously, we've learned a lot of that. Obviously, on a positive side, that, you know, it's easy for us to get up to games like tonight. The negative side, can we get up for the game on Saturday when, you know, back down to reality when we play Rush all the way? That's mine and Anthony's concern going into Saturday. But it's been a roller coaster and we've enjoyed it. We're gutted, and I'm sure we would go back to the drawing board. People say ultimately it's about goals and it's something we didn't score tonight, and it's very unlike Salford not to score a goal. But, you know, realistically, we was never going to win the FA Cup. It'd have been nice to play Derby at home, but like you say, business, we move on to the league now.
Because that is the primary concern. Obviously, you've come up and you're doing very well in the league. You've got a lot of games to catch up as well. Is that going to be more difficult? I think you're 3 or 4 behind games. Yeah. You've got a lot of football to play.
Yeah, we're 11. Blyth have won tonight, so we go 11 points behind Blyth. That's some catching that. We've got 3 games in hand on them, but you know, you'd rather have the points in the bag. But like you say, you know, we've got to dust ourselves off, train Thursday, try and clear psychologically, mentally, get this out of the way now, and obviously approach Saturday in the right way.
Just finally for me though, disappointed tonight, devastated. But have you enjoyed the whole experience of the FA Cup? It's quite a competition.
It hurts so much because the way we've played, if we'd have been battered from the minute one, we'd have took that. But for the simple fact that we've been the best side over the 180 minutes, and you know, cruelty is the nature of the beast. Unfortunately, we said we'd curse ourselves at going into extra time, which we did. But again, you know, we can't. Lads, I've got to be up in 6 hours for work, and the reality is it's hard. And again, mentally, you know, it's no excuse, because what you've seen tonight, you probably might not see again from a non-league side.